You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 50 of the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and today is just a short episode to talk about achieving your legal English goals. I also wanted to announce that I'm having a short break in August and I'll be back with more podcast episodes in September. In September, Study Legal English turns 1 year old and it has been a really great year. I started the podcast because I love teaching legal English and I wanted to help students and teachers in this area. And, well, I just decided to go for it. And now the podcast is listened to in 112 countries around the world. Wow. Thank you all for listening and for sending in your comments. I really like hearing from you. When I return in September, you can expect a few more episodes about the English legal system. And then moving forward, we have lots of exciting interviews and we'll be covering new topics such as legal writing and contract drafting. Today, I'd like to share with you some tips about setting goals, which you can apply to your language learning. It's inspired by an article I read with one of my students on the entrepreneur.com website called How to Set Career and Financial Goals You'll Actually Achieve. My student, like some of you out there, is a lawyer who dreams of working in a more international environment using legal English on a regular basis. But her level really needs to improve to achieve this goal and to get her dream job. Of course, this is easier said than done. This article that we read together stressed the importance of setting SMART goals. Now, you probably know that SMART has a few different meanings in English. It can mean intelligent or clever. It can also mean well-dressed. For example, if you're wearing a suit, you might look smart, meaning you look well-dressed and professional, not necessarily intelligent. However, SMART in the context of SMART goals is an acronym and this means that each letter stands for a specific word. S for specific, meaning that goals should be detailed. M for measurable, meaning that you should have criteria for measuring your progress. A for attainable, meaning do you have the ability to achieve what you want? R for relevant, meaning your goals should be consistent with your values. And T for time bound, meaning goals should have a time frame for completion. You should have a deadline. I'll give you an example of a goal which is not a SMART goal. I will improve my legal English. This is vague. How can we measure your improvement? When do you want to do this by? Now, compare this with a SMART goal. I want to learn 100 new legal English words within 6 months. I will listen to the Study Legal English podcast on my commute to work, Monday to Friday, and write down each new word I learn. This example is specific. It says exactly what you want to do. You can measure it because at the end of the 6 months, you can test yourself and see whether you have indeed learnt 100 new legal English words. It's attainable. Everything you need to achieve this goal is in your control. You have a smartphone or a computer. You've got some free time during your commute. It's realistic, there are 182 days in 6 months, so you only have to learn one new word every couple of days. It's relevant because it helps you achieve your goal of improving your legal English, perhaps to get that dream job. And it's time-bound. There is a deadline. You've given yourself 6 months. This article which I read also suggests that you write down your goals and put them somewhere you can see them so you are always reminded about it every day. Maybe you could set yourself a reminder in your calendar or put a sticky note above your desk. Another point is to create an action plan. Put your vision at the top. For example, your vision might be you in a year's time in a top international law firm. Your action plan should then break down your goals into smaller actions and set out how you will achieve each one. For example, if we think back to our goal, our SMART goal related to learning 100 legal English words, you might think through the steps. On my commute, I will listen to the podcast. When I arrive at work, I'll write down the new word that I learnt. At lunchtime, I'll try to remember this word and I'll try to use it in a sentence. And then on my commute home, I'll listen again to the podcast episode and try to remember what that word was that I learned. An important point mentioned in this article is accountability, and this relates to being responsible for your goals. I'll give you two examples to highlight being accountable. In the first situation, you want to improve your legal English. You set a goal to learn a new word each day, and at the end of the first week, things aren't going very well. You didn't bother to do this, and you think, tomorrow I'll start. No one is there to say, hey, why didn't you do it? What about your goal, your dream? Don't give up. In the second situation, you tell a friend, or perhaps your spouse, about your goal. Maybe you even tweet on Twitter or you share a post on Facebook, something like, I have a goal to learn a new legal English word each day, and so each day I'll share it with you here on Facebook or Twitter. In this situation, at the end of each working day, you tell your friend or your spouse the word that you learnt, or you tweet. You put a post on Facebook or even comment on the Study Legal English website, the word that you're learning in the comments section on the podcast episode you listened to. Don't be scared to do this. We are far more likely to achieve our goals if we are held accountable, if we take responsibility, if we share our goals with someone else. You should also monitor your progress. At the end of each week, have a little review. On your commute home, think through the words that you learnt that week. Did you manage to learn new words this week? If you did, you could treat yourself, give yourself a reward. Say, well done. And finally, let others inspire you. Is there someone you know who is a non-native English speaker who has improved their legal English? Take them as an inspiration and a role model. And if you're thinking, yes, but I don't have time, I'll do it tomorrow. Remember your priorities. If you really want to achieve something, you must make it your priority. There's a nice Spanish proverb which says simply, tomorrow is often the busiest day of the week. Don't postpone what you can do today for tomorrow, because there's always another tomorrow and only one today. So why don't you set a SMART goal today and let me know what it is? Send me your comments to info@studylegalenglish.com, or of course, if you want to be accountable, send me a message on Twitter or Facebook. The Twitter page is @LegalEnglisher. That is legal, L-E-G-A-L, Englisher, E-N-G-L-I-S-H-E-R. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/studylegaling. That's study, S-T-U-D-Y, legal, L-E-G-A-L, eng, E-N-G. So, thank you so much for listening this year. And I will see you in September with some more exciting episodes. Thanks for listening and see you next time.